Welcome to your home for sports coverage without the bias. This is Totally Unbiased Sports with Josh and Kellen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Totally Unbiased Sports with Josh and Kellen. It's episode 134 this week. And Notre Dame has won a national championship. Yeah. Notre Dame lacrosse won a national championship today, Memorial Day. Shout out, troops. Thank you to all of the troops. Weird that Kellen didn't lead off with that, but
you lead off the show every week. What do you mean weird I didn't lead off with that? You're leading off right now.
Thank you to the troops.
Yes, wait. Okay.
Disrespectful that Kellen didn't say anything, but thank you to the troops. Notre Dame lacrosse wins the national championship today. It was electric. First one in program history. I've been following along quite religiously recently, as I always do. And it was just great team. The deepest team Notre Dame's ever had. They beat Virginia and Duke in the Final Four.
Two powerhouses to win this, and the
two teams that had their backs or their names, whatever, had their number. There it is. I watched
their backs.
I watched a YouTube video that's like 15 minutes long, and it's just all of Michael Scott using phrases incorrectly. And yeah, so that's stuck in my head. We need to euthanize this place. But so anyway, congrats to Notre Dame lacrosse. It's completely awesome. Yeah, Virginia had beat them the last six times they played. Duke had beat them, I think, had knocked them out of the tournament five times. So it was an exorcism this weekend for Notre Dame lacrosse. They got the two monkeys off their back. There's the back. And
there it is. I was wondering where that came
and
from.
They won a national championship. So congrats to them. Elsewhere in the sports world.
Wait. We're not just done with lacrosse like that, are we?
We can be, yeah. What did you want to say about lacrosse?
I had nothing. I expected the lacrosse talk to be a lot longer.
No, you have nothing positive to say about Notre Dame, so I thought I would keep that to a minimum so that we made it 5 minutes into this.
My mom worked at Notre Dame.
Yeah, and you hated it.
I didn't hate that she worked there.
No, you hate Notre Dame.
Yeah.
No loyalty.
I hadn't said anything negative up until that point, so maybe give some more credit to me, right? I was being respectful, right?
Yeah, really respectful of you.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't let you just move on. What did you want to talk about next?
I thought you were going to say something. I thought you were going to say something about lacrosse.
I was going to ask a question about the game or something, but then I realized I know nothing about lacrosse. And I also, if I'm going to be honest, I don't care enough to ask a question about the game.
No, so that completely checks out. That's why I tried to keep it short and simple. Yeah.
And I didn't let you do that. That's on me. That's
no,
my bad again.
We also Memorial Weekend. It's a very great weekend for sports, especially if you're a racing fan. All three of you out there. Well, no, there's thousands of racing fans.
Did you see Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
So thousands of racing fans, three combined brain cells. I mixed that up. Sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll give you that one.
But
slip of the tongue.
And I have. Did you know that I've actually been to the Indy Motor Speedway? I've kissed the bricks. So
wow,
it was great. Yeah, it was great to see that. My favorite part of the race, I don't know if you can guess it, Kellen. It was when the car flipped, the tire went flying, went out of the stadium, and crashed a car and smashed into a car that was in the parking lot. No one was harmed in this, but best part of the race is when they crash. I absolutely love it. It was Cartman-esque. If you've seen that episode of South Park where Cartman becomes a NASCAR driver, that was kind of what the flip was.
That's such a good episode.
So,
racing. I'm not dumb and poor enough to race.
I'm just not poor and stupid.
Cartman, you are plenty stupid and plenty poor. No, you're just saying that to make me feel better.
But God, this episode's already off the rails completely.
That's right. We have almost nothing to talk about, so we're gonna be. This is what we have to do.
Let's just recap South Park episodes.
Change the name of the show.
Yeah. So yeah. So Kellen and I didn't watch the Indy 500. I can promise you that much. I just wanted to, you know, mention the fact that there was a car accident.
I always like watching the part where they drink the milk and get it all over themselves and get all milky and stuff.
All that makes me think of, and I've been really struggling with milk recently, because we part.
I have too. I think I might be lactose intolerant.
Well, I'm not even talking about that.
Either that.
But
either that or I have IBS because I don't keep track, but I just know that I have to poop after every meal now, like every single meal. It's a rush. Sorry, we haven't done poop talk in a while.
Why don't you try lactate?
Unrelated.
Why don't you try lactate?
What's that?
That would it help? It's a pill that you can take when you're gonna eat dairy to help with the lactose intolerance. So maybe buy some of those.
Okay.
That'll probably help. It'll at least give you some guidelines. So anyway, but I've been thinking a lot about milk recently because we're we're partnering with the United Dairy Industry in Michigan at Grand Valley. And all I can think about when I think of milk is just the scene from Anchorman where he's like, milk was a bad choice. And so that's all I see anytime I see milk in any capacity. Like, so the Indy 500, they're dumping the milk. I mean, just think about that, though, okay? It's probably not...
About what? Milk?
Well, it's probably, not that cool driving a race car around a track for hours and hours. Yeah. It's not going to be a million degrees, but it's already insanely hot outside as it is every year because all these fans, everyone burns to a crisp. You're on blacktop and you're just going in circles. I mean, no skill required for this. I know people will argue, but you're going in circles and then you're done and you just dump milk on yourself. I mean, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than when you're out in the heat, Kellen? Milk. Unless it's ice cream.
It's cold milk.
Yeah, but it's still milk.
I would hope
milk just.
No, yeah, they're it's probably in terms of liquids I would want to dump on myself. Like hot coffee would probably be number one, and then milk would probably be number two on that list.
Like milk is just.
It's not a good smell.
I hate it.
Yeah, that's dairy talk for you. Big milk guys.
No, we are. Yeah. But anyway, in more legitimate sports news here, we have games.
Who won the race, by the way? Do we actually know the name of the guy?
I have no idea.
That? Okay.
No, I only care. I literally only care about the crash. But I thought that I should talk about the other stuff before I brought up the crash, so it didn't seem like a little insensitive that I only cared about the fact that someone crashed.
Yeah.
But no,
one of the things that you could have talked about before the crash was who won the race, and that would have been a quick Google search right there. Here, we'll do it. We'll do the Google search. We need to at least provide people with some sports content here today.
People don't care about that.
I'm going to do it.
They don't.
You just keep talking.
People don't care.
And make sure that there's no dead time. Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Congratulations,
Joseph. Where's he from?
Or maybe just Joseph.
Where's Joseph from?
No, that. We didn't need to go that deep.
No, where's he from? I need to know how to say his name. Find out how to say his name.
Okay.
Where's he from?
Okay.
I want to know
really
how you say
do this.
Jim? Jim? Is it okay? Jimothy? Is it okay if I call you Jim?
Oh, it's Joseph for sure. He's from Tennessee.
Oh, great. Great job, Kellen. Way to go.
Well, it was spelled Josef, okay? That's different, at least.
I would have called it Joseph.
Pass on that. All right, I was just trying to be cultured, but that's fine.
No, maybe it is. Maybe it's Joseph from Tennessee. I was hoping Finland. But whatever. Anyway, in the more predominant sports news, we have We buried. Last week, we spent the entire episode. If you didn't listen, don't go back and listen. Please don't listen at this point. We spent the entire episode talking about the NHL and NBA finals, which have not started yet. We are still in the in the conference finals for both of these sports. And at the time, in the NBA, the Miami Heat were up 3-0 on the Boston Celtics. And in the NHL, we had the Vegas Golden Knights up 2-0 at the time. They were about to go up 3-0, I believe.
They were up crapping on them in game three.
Yeah, they were up to going up 3 on the Dallas Stars, and we buried the Stars. They were dead. They were deader than dead.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we have game 7 in the NBA. The Celtics came all the way back. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And the Dallas Stars came semi back. We got game 6 going on right now. Game 7 in the NBA starting soon. Jamie Benn is back in this game. I buried him last week. He got a 2-game suspension for those of you who maybe didn't see. 2 games, his team battled back. They rallied around him, and they got the 2 games. They went to Vegas, and they stole game 5, which is fantastic for them. Jamie Benn, absolute all-time quote, though, Kellen. If you, on this, he goes, I just wish things had happened differently. I wish that I wouldn't have fallen on him, and I wish my stick wasn't breaking my fall. That wasn't falling. But that was not just falling. You didn't fall. You stood over him and then cross-checked him in the face. So you could have just said, I'm an idiot. I get it. I like the gamesmanship from him. It's a nice try. You have to try.
It wasn't cross-checking someone in the face. It was falling with style, a la Toy Story. Yeah.
Yes. Falling with style. This is why we have Kellen on this show. This is why we have him on there.
This is why.
The real reason why
is you could not get anyone to replace me.
Want to bet?
Do this. But, yeah. Jamie Benn, we were kind of talking about it a little bit. Definitely a calculated move to fire up the team. Maybe he didn't need to get the 2-game suspension on top of that, but it still works. Now he's back and they're losing game 6. So is he the problem for the Stars?
Yes. As Taylor Swift said, he's the problem, it's him. Except for I'm the problem, it's me. That's what Jamie Benn's singing.
I'm the problem, it's me.
Yeah. Yep. Jamie Benn, you're singing that in your mirror tonight. Jamie Benn, not a good captain. And the Stars are better without him.
Wow.
He's an idiot. It's still one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. He can't lead his team back. His team is significantly better without him. But, hey, I'm going to say something nice about him. We are 13 minutes into the first period. He has not gotten kicked out of the game yet. So, congratulations.
There we go.
That sets almost
that's
a record.
Also, Josh, that's not really saying something nice about him. That's just stating a fact right there.
Congratulations. You've managed to not fall cross-checking someone in the face in this game. Your team is down 2-0, so it's about time someone's going to do something stupid.
Can I say something nice about him?
Yeah, say something nice about him.
I don't know why you struggle so hard to do so, but he reminds me of Paul Konerko because they have the same beard and they both were number 14, and they were both the captains of their team. So that's something nice. Paul Konerko, great player. Jamie Benn, not so much. 0 championships.
No. When did Paul Konerko win?
2005.
Oh, really? What team was he on then?
He was on the Chicago White Sox. Just the greatest postseason baseball team of all time. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds about right. I might have heard of them.
ALCS MVP, did a lot of clutch stuff in that series. Hit a massive home run in the World Series. Grand slam.
Good wow. Player. I might have heard. Might have heard about him. Hey, the Vegas Golden Knights are up 3-0. So,
oh gosh,
This is the time.
Jamie Benn, come on!
The Stars are dead. I'm gonna say it. The Stars are dead. Thanks for coming out, Dallas. You are dead.
So hey, At least we were right about that one.
Yep. Right? Did Brett buy outrageously expensive tickets for this game, or did he give up?
He did not. No, he said he's at home, but he has everything he needs. He has bricks by him. He has confetti by him. Anything that he needs to throw a temper tantrum or to celebrate, he has next to him.
Confetti for a game six?
I wouldn't.
Is that a bad fan move?
Game seven. So you got to celebrate game six if you know you're not going to win game seven, right?
Is that a bad fan move to have confetti? Like, I think it is.
I don't want to call out Brett.
No, okay. Take Brett out of it.
Be that guy.
No, take Brett out of it though.
I can't because Brett's the one that texted me about that. I can't. Okay. I can't look at this impartially now.
Okay, but like.
So I'll just let you be the decision maker on this.
Like, let's give advice. Let's give advice to fans who may or may not be winning championships here and the proper fan etiquette around it. Okay? Like, do you buy a bottle of champagne to pop when your team wins? Like, your team's in the Super Bowl. You buy a bottle of champagne before the Super Bowl to pop if they win? Yes? No? This is a question.
I mean, if they're in, like, but this is different because it's game six. You don't do it for game six. Like in a game,
no.
You can't win.
No. Series. I'm going broader here. Your team is going to win a championship. Do you buy a bottle of champagne? Like, you buy a bottle of champagne before. You personally, Kellen, would you buy a bottle of champagne before your team?
No.
Or confetti?
Absolutely.
Would you buy
not.
Anything
no,
to celebrate?
That's trying to jinx it.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I'm trying to find out. Yeah. So. Here's what you are supposed to do. There are loopholes for this if you would like to. Okay? One loophole, go out and buy a bottle of champagne before the season starts. Well, some random time, you go buy an expensive bottle of champagne. You put that in like a glass case. And you don't get to open that until your team wins a championship. But you just carry that champagne just sitting on the wall forever until a team wins a championship. That's a way around it. Another way, the champagne has to come from a friend. Has to come from a friend. So Bears in the Super Bowl, we're watching the game together. I'm bringing the champagne. You don't
if
know.
You bring
no,
champagne
no.
to a Super Bowl and
no.
I'm killing you.
That's why you don't tell them. You never tell them you have champagne because you're going to jinx it. You have to have the champagne ready, though, because when they win, it's awesome to be handed champagne. Like, all the players are handed champagne because it's just ready, but they don't know about it. It just shows up. You got to be ready. So, Kellen, you should be bringing the confetti to Brett for game six is absolutely asinine. So, I'm sorry. Game six is just so
okay,
stupid.
But Josh, what if he does have that, but he also has the material to offset it? Like, you like stuff to throw, stuff to punch as well. So, isn't that kind of just okay? He's just being prepared for all scenarios.
I mean, I get it, but like, your team's down in the series and they're not, it's not even the Stanley Cup. Why do you have confetti? The celebration, in my mind, it's not even a celebration.
I think it was metaphoric confetti, just so we know. Yeah. I don't think he actually went out to like Walmart, got some confetti, and
it's a deep breath and you're like, we won. That's it. I do like having things to throw. Because that gets you out of some sticky situations. Situations where, hypothetically, I don't know, bones could be broken, possessions could be broken, anything. You know, you don't want that because your emotions are going to get the best of you. So it's nice when you know, hey, I'm ready. I think it's a lot better to plan for heartbreak because if you're really, truly a sports fan, you've had your heart broken way more than you've ever, like, gotten to enjoy sports. So if you're expecting it, it's just a weird vibe for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, Josh, I know we're not supposed to say epic segue, but this is about to be an epic segue.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Never mind. I forgot it already.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
This is embarrassing.
Talking about the segue, lost the segue. Oh yeah. If you're a real sports fan, you've had your heart broken more than that, whatever. But okay, just say that. Say that. What you just said there again. That thing.
So if you're a real sports fan, you've had your heart broken way more times than you haven't, and you've gotten to celebrate.
Yes, unless you're a Boston sports fan, that is. Okay, right?
Yes, but pretty good. Maybe just a Patriots fan. Maybe just a Patriots fan.
Okay.
Because the rest of Boston low-key sucks.
What are you talking about? This is crazy. The Bruins are like the least successful team. They still have they still have success. But like the Celtics are about to come back from 3-0. I'm watching the game right now. They're up 6-9. Nice. You have the Red Sox, 04, 07, 13 and 18 World Series champs. So they've got four World Series this century. They're doing just fine. Boston is like the best town to be a sports fan in because it's just constant success. And now they're about to do it again. They're going to be the only city to have 2-3-0 leads that they come back from. And it's going to be in the championship series as well. Eastern Conference Finals, whatever you want to call it. It was the ALCS before against the Yankees. It's going to be the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat. They forced a game 7. They've gotten a little bit of help from the referees, especially in game 6. Just some phantom time being added onto the clock after the Jimmy Butler foul in the corner was crazy. So I don't know if you've been online at all, but there are screenshots, Josh, of the clock. If Jimmy Butler in the corner, the clock is at 3 seconds yet, and Al Horford has yet to even touch him. And then he shoots his free throws after the foul. There's still 3 seconds on the clock. They added 0.9 seconds back so that Boston had enough time for a tip in. It would have been really funny, actually, if Joe Mazzulla didn't have a timeout. Like, he's been saving up all those timeouts. If he didn't have a timeout,
that would have been hysterical. Move the
ball up the court, but he did. Now Boston's well on their way to coming back from 3-0. Miami is also, like, I'm not just going to say, oh, it's the ref's fault. Miami is shitting the bed big time right now. Like, you've had 3 chances to win this series now, and now you've made it go back to Boston for game 7.
But in Miami's defense, they play their best basketball when nobody thinks they can do it. So.
That's true. That might be true. Like their back is against the wall now.
They needed to chase that. They really, that's what they were going for. They're now in enemy territory. It's a hostile environment, and maybe they can do it. Jimmy Butler, though, we gave him so much praise last week.
He hates me, dude.
We gave him so much praise, especially for the fact that every time he talks trash, he backs it up. His celebration is going to be one of the, like, biggest, what's that Twitter account? Old Takes Exposed. Yes, Old Takes Exposed. It'll be there. Yeah. It'll be there all the time. It's going to be such a disappointing moment for him to have gone so hard, and he backed it up so well until the reverse sweep, possibly. But, I mean, you got the game. It's 11-11 right now. Sloppy basketball, but it's 11-11. Neither team has pulled ahead here, so we'll see what happens. I mean, Jimmy Butler hates you. That's really the moral of my story today.
And I'm not going to go in on Jimmy Butler because I don't think it's his fault that he's definitely not helping. Like, you need to step up and be the best player, especially in Game 7 now. This is your time to shine. You got to back up. This is where rubber meets road, whatever, all those cliches you want to say. I want to know, like, how are, like, we're partially responsible for this. Like, this is such a and everybody is just the biggest jinx ever. But we had penciled in, and we were already previewing the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals, our last episode, with neither officially being set. So, can we fix this, Josh?
I don't think there's any way to fix it. Maybe other than congratulations, though. I do want to take a moment because I have been very, very hard on Boston and Boston sports and their fan base in the last few months, and I maybe took a little bit of perverted joy in the suffering of their fan base. So congratulations, Boston fans, specifically you Bruins and Celtics fans, because hopefully this Celtics series victory and NBA championship can console you and make you forget about how you're the best team in regular season hockey of all time lost to an 8 seed. I just want to say congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations to the Boston sports fans.
Because we don't want to pencil in anything like too much right now, just because we 100% jinxed ourselves so bad last time. I'll ask some like just generic questions. Who does this loss hurt worse in game 7, the Heat or the Celtics? Like, who's more, which fan base is going to be more affected by this?
Oh,
well, I know which fan base is going to be more affected. It's going to be Celtics fans no matter what, because they actually exist. But
yeah,
like the players on the team, does it hurt more blowing a 3-0 lead or coming all the way back from 3-0 just to lose game 7?
I think it's if it was like a 4-5 matchup, I would say it would hurt more to blow a 3-0 lead and losing game 7. But because you still have that 8 seed playing, they were the 2 seed, right? Or are they the 1 seed? It's 8-2. 8-2. Yeah. 8-2. Because it's 8-2, I think there's a little bit of like, you know, Boston should have never been in this position in the first place. Or the 2 seed should have never been in this position in the first place. So I think it does ultimately hurt them. Because their championship, like, you got to look at it, I think, from a view of the series as a whole. Blank slate. You know, the 8 seed loses this series. It stings a little bit, but whatever. 2 seed loses this series in any fashion. That's a disappointment. So I think you got to kind of look at it in that way when it's this different. Like, one team was so heavily favored coming in. They're still heavily favored. They've got game 7 at home. So once you get it even, it's a new series. It's a one-game series, and the home team has to be just gutted if they lose this, which they won't.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Like, I think it would hurt more for the Celtics. And it's like I remember the 2011 World Series, Cardinals and Rangers. When the Cardinals won game 6 in that huge dramatic fashion, Nelson Cruz misses the ball in right field. They tie the game and it goes to extras and David Freese hits that walk-off home run. There is no doubt in anyone's mind, like, that series was over. It was 100% over. It's like, it's the same thing as like the Red Sox and Bill Buckner. Like, there's still another game after he missed that ball, but the series was already over at that point. Like, you already have this feeling of coming back 3-0, like, all right, we're just going to, like, we have all the momentum in the world. There's no way we lose game 7. Like, if you end up losing that game, it's going to be the biggest kick in the balls ever.
Yeah. It's
because you're so certain you're going to win.
Yeah. And also, what could hurt the Heat, mainly Jimmy Butler, is the fact that he said, we're not going to lose this series after game 5.
Ooh.
So. Yeah. That's a bold thing to say. When you just problem. Don't.
I
they got too cocky. And the Heat too confident.
The Heat are doing a lot of things like to try to get themselves on Old Takes Exposed. It seems like, and they're trying to be like, they're trying to appear cocky because I think they're just terrified too. Like, they bought plane tickets for Denver after Game 7 already for their entire team. Okay, like, this, it seems like you guys are just trying to. They haven't backed it up in 3 games. They haven't done anything to do.
No,
it.
Did they actually though, they actually or did the it, yeah. did the owner just like print off fake plane tickets?
No, Eric Spoelstra, into the locker room? Eric Spoelstra said it.
Jesus,
like, the head coach said it.
That's so bad. That's so. I feel like he just lied. I feel like he definitely lied and told everyone that they already booked him.
I mean, they have like a private jet. It's not like they need plane tickets.
I
think they just fly out of whatever airport.
I know that, but like, I don't think they actually made the plans. I'm just saying, I don't think they did.
No, yeah, that's what I'm agreeing with you right now. Yeah,
like
that was me agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah, they just. It was a good motivating tactic by the coach. We'll see how it pays off.
I don't know. I'm tired of those motivating tactics. I hear about them all the time, and now they're just coming off corny to me.
No.
I want to hear about the ones that didn't work. That's what I
want to
know.
What you want, a good coach's motivational tactic, let's break this down, where it stems from, you never find out about these things until the championship DVD. The motivating things come out in the championship DVD because that's when you know it's not corny. Okay, here's an example, an extreme example. Well, an example from today. Okay, Pat Kavanaugh on Notre Dame lacrosse tore his hamstring. He literally had his left hamstring was like completely torn. He's their best player, the all-time leading scorer in Notre Dame lacrosse history. Tore it, I think. He did it on Saturday. He had like calf issues coming into the semifinal. Semifinal tears it, a day break. He's out there today. He can barely run. He's got his whole hamstring taped. Then he's got a elastic band on the back of his leg that's taped underneath the tape down to his calf, where his calf is completely taped. So he is so taped up.
Where was this during lacrosse talk, Josh? Come on.
Makeshift hamstring, okay? Notre Dame's goalie, Liam Entman, texts him on Sunday night because, like, it was kind of a big thing. Like, do I go out there? Could I hurt my team? One of those things. Like, he basically just stood there and passed the ball. But Liam Entman, the goalie, texts him and goes, hey, like, just wanted, like, you know, I just saw this great story or whatever about a guy who someone in the army or whatever was overseas. He had 20 bullets or something shot at him, and he still got up and managed to kill two people with like all of these bullets in him. And so he was like, you can play tomorrow.
Where's this going?
Well, he was like, if he got up and still shot down the last two people with all the, like, after getting peppered with bullets, you can get out and you can play in this lacrosse game tomorrow. I believe in you. Like, let's go out and let's win this thing. So, a great motivating story that if you say that before this whole text thing happened, it comes off as weird. It comes out after. It's just a natural, like, hey, this was said in the locker room, and, like, that's what we rallied around. So,
well, it's a fine line. Just want to know, like, if Eric Spoelstra, like, didn't say that to the media and, like, they end up winning this series, like, I'm sure we still find out about that afterwards. But, like, if he didn't say it to the media before and, like, they lost the series, would we ever have found out that they even bought plane tickets to Denver?
No, probably not.
Mentioned at all?
Probably not.
All these coaches are cowards. So, I don't know. I have no idea why I even mentioned it. But that's where the series is at.
Maybe years down the road.
And I just don't want, like, yeah, I just don't want to speak on it too much because I know how much we just mushed ourselves
last week
on the series. We seemed so incompetent.
Everyone else did. Everyone else was all over them too.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for Celtics fans.
The Celtics were pretty down bad too, if we're being honest. They were like at 3-0, things were bad for them.
Yeah, but like at the same time though, like, you kind of have a little bit of a feeling because you know your team and you're like, oh yeah, we can do this and be the first NBA team in history to come back from 3-0. But God, it's going to rob me. Definitely. I was looking forward to listening to some Boston sports radio on the sweep. I'm not going to get that. That really, really sucks. I don't like it. But it's what it is. Yeah.
You should still give some good content with the loss.
So hopefully I will. Yeah. I need them to lose.
Where do you want to head to next here? I mean, we got
MLB or NFL. Which one do you want?
I'll go. I'll go baseball just because I just have a little bit to mention here. I don't know if you have anything on baseball, but I just want to talk about the Oakland A's for a second.
The Pirates, I do want to talk about them.
Let me talk about the Oakland A's for a second. Because
the Las Vegas A's?
They suck more than the Pirates. No, because here's the thing. They still don't have a deal finalized for Las Vegas.
Yeah, but that stadium looks sick.
It's still... Okay, but it has to be made.
Okay, but Kellen, the stadium looks sick.
Right now, they're going to be playing in a parking lot if they're playing in Las Vegas next year.
Okay, but keep going because the stadium looks sick. So I want to hear about how they're going to go to Vegas because the stadium looks sick.
Well, I mean, they're going to go to Vegas because the owner wants them in Vegas. And the owner of the Oakland A's right now, what's his name? What's his name? I have it written down somewhere.
You're doing
John
really
Fisher.
Great.
So he is, I mean, just the greatest loser in sports right now is John Fisher. An unbelievably amazing, wonderful loser. The biggest of all time, in my opinion. Because nobody, like... We've seen tanks in sports before. We've seen people rip their teams down to the bones, what it seems like. Nobody's done it quite like the Oakland A's have done this year. They have the most embarrassing product I have ever seen for a sports team in my life. If the A's wanted to go on a run and somehow tie the Mariners' major league record for wins in a season, they would have to go undefeated the rest of the year and win one more game. That's how bad they are right now. So
wow.
They're an abysmal team. Horrible. And it's calculated how bad they are because the owner he doesn't want fans to show up. He wants to get the team moved to Vegas. This is Major League. The movie Major League in real life is what's happening in Oakland. Unfortunately, it's not a movie. This is what actually happens if an owner decides, I'm going to rip a team to the bones, tear the heart out of this city. It's Major League in real life. This is John Fisher is real life Rachel Phelps putting an awful product out there, getting the team moved to a better city, whatever. I just like everybody feels bad for the fans, whatever. Say how bad you feel for the fans.
I don't feel bad for them.
It's just like, I don't really, I do feel bad for them that they're losing the team, but at the same time, I'm more mad that like this team even exists. It's pathetic. It's really pathetic to watch. And I think they'd lose to a lot of AAA teams consistently. That's how bad they are.
That is really, really, really bad.
It is so pathetic how bad this team is, and it will go down.
Okay.
I think as the worst professional sports team of all time. Because of how blatantly obvious they're tanking and how bad they want this thing to be. I'm surprised they wanted it to be this bad. Like they've been bad for a couple of years now, but they really wanted to be like, okay, like we want to be unwatchable how bad we are just so we can get out of here. It's the worst way to move a team out of a city, but that's what's happening.
What's a worse run franchise? Antonio Brown's football team where he's not paying the players or the Oakland A's?
Wow. So the fact that like we're even asked this question and the fact that I don't even know the answer is that's bad for the Oakland A's because the Oakland A's are an MLB team. They're like it's one of the four major sports leagues. It's the one that makes the second most money. You know what? I think Antonio Brown's team might be run. I mean, he's not paying his players, right? Is that still a thing?
No, I don't think he's paying his players.
All right. I'll give a slight edge to the Oakland A's then.
Yay! I think say something nice about Oakland. Money. We did it. We did it. We can say
yes.
We said one thing nice about Oakland. Congratulations. The stadium in Vegas looks sick. I'm all for them moving team there.
You know what? Antonio Brown is getting Frank the Tank out to the stadium.
Yeah.
Oakland A's aren't doing that. So I don't know. It might be a wash.
Have the Oakland A's run a promotion in the last 2 years?
Oh my gosh, this cat in this commercial looks exactly like my cat. Crazy.
Have they run a single promotion?
I do know that they've done some like fan-led promotions, which is basically like, hey, let's show up and show the owner how much we hate him. So they've done stuff like that. And then a couple years ago, this was more than 2 years ago, though. They had, this is before COVID, they had a completely free game. And the stadium was packed, like, with A's fans. Completely free. They were playing the White Sox, of course, because, you know, White Sox aren't going to draw a crowd either. So they needed to do that to be the free game. And, like, you know, you get all the money on concessions and parking and everything.
Yeah.
And they crushed it. So, like, you see that they have a ton of fans, and the fans have led some promotions this year. Well, not this year. I think it was last year, because it's been a barren wasteland this year, the Oakland Coliseum, where they were filling the stadium just to prove to the owner, like, hey, we're here. Just put a good product on the field. Maybe make some amenity upgrades to the stadium that hasn't been upgraded since the 1980s. Do something for us, and we'll start showing up. But no, he wants to build a completely new stadium and have the people of Las Vegas pay for it, which is, you know, the cheaper route for him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what's happening in Oakland.
And if you look at it, like, genuinely, that is a smarter decision. Yeah, you're screwing over Oakland. But, like, if you think about it, the football teams have done a really crappy job in moving. But, like, putting a hockey team in Vegas, they're number one in the league in attendance. People go just because it's there. Like, if you have this, people are going to go just because it's there, and it's probably going to be one of the better atmospheres in Major League Baseball. Yeah, it's not going to be diehard fans. That's not what Vegas is. They're loud. They're rowdy. They're not diehard hockey fans by any means, but they figured out how to put on a show, and they put on one of the best shows in the National Hockey League and all of sports, and it keeps people engaged, and it's a bucket list item for a lot of hockey fans. Like, they want to go experience a game here because there's theatrics, there's everything. And I would think it'd be the exact same thing if they brought a baseball team in, where it would just be a party. Like, you know, there's going to be a pool in the outfield.
Yeah, you're 100% correct about that. It's going to be it is a cool sports town, because it's just a great or a fun city to
like,
visit.
No one is actually like,
but
a fan
of
these.
That's
teams.
What bothers me about this is we're rewarding this team and this owner for doing everything wrong and sending them to Vegas. Like, they're getting a reward for being awful.
Yes.
That should not be the case. They're getting a reward for trying to lose. And I feel worse for the players, because they're just not good.
I agree. I think it really should be like the sale of a team. Like, you shouldn't be able to, as an owner, move the team to a different city in this kind of way. Like, you got to be selling the team to somebody else, and then they choose to move the team. Like, that's how these things are supposed to happen. You're not just supposed to be able to tank and go pick whatever city in the U.S. that you want to move. I think baseball in Vegas could be cool. Would they still be called the A's? Because I think they should be called the Aces.
They'll be the A's still. That's such a historic. Like, they've been around.
I know, but like, they should be the Aces.
All the way from Philadelphia. So
they'll
be the A's still.
Aces. But
that's probably where they get it from, that scumbag nature of their team is their roots are in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, it is. 100%. 100%. Oh, yeah. I had to say something about the WNBA. Did you see?
Oh, let's go.
Brittany Griner's back.
Is it nice?
No.
She is back. Yeah.
So Brittany Griner's back. I don't even know who she plays for. This is so bad. I have no idea who she plays for, who the coach is. But the coach of the team that she plays for was like, I just can't believe that we didn't sell out her first game back. And like, there was no one there. And it was just an all-time like coach move where I'm like, nah, I'm not surprised. But like, you do you.
You wouldn't know. You want to know why I'm not surprised? I never even heard of that quote, because like, that's just not getting even back to fans at all.
No.
I didn't even know that. I got a notification, I think, 5 minutes before tip-off for that game from ESPN saying Brittany Griner's making a return. I didn't hear about it at all on ESPN that day. So
no.
How, like, we put, let us know that she's coming back or something. That's why nobody showed up. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, and then at the same time, you traded her for the Merchant of Death. But whatever.
Yeah. Wonder when he's going to make his return to the
killing
WNBA.
People.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No, I just thought. I thought that was hysterical trying to figure that, like, but to your point, like, oh my God, I can't believe no one showed up to this thing we didn't tell them about.
Yeah. I honestly forgot, like, I forgot she was in prison for 9 months already. I forgot
all of this.
So
I completely did too. News. I completely forgot too.
And I'm a Baylor guy too. Bears, so.
Huge
Baylor. What do you want to talk about the Pirates, Josh?
No, they're just really bad right now, and I'm not enjoying watching them, but O'Neill Cruz might take his walking boot off in 10 to 14 days. And if history tells me anything, when an athlete in Pittsburgh takes off a walking boot, good things happen. So I'm really excited for him to be back. Actually,
when they put on the walking boot, great things happen, for being honest.
Yes.
So, and you should have been excited when he broke his ankle.
I was. Kind of not excited when he broke his ankle. When he had to have the walking boot on, that's when I got excited.
Yeah, once you saw the walking boot, you're like, okay, we can work with this.
Yeah, they walking boots will always have a special place in my heart. But it the Pirates are just, they're not there yet. They were there, then they started getting injured, and they don't have any depth. They have no depth. So we'll see if Bob Nutting actually decides to, in the next couple of years, try and build some depth in this team. I don't think he will. I don't think he will, but the Pirates can be a very good team if they can get some depth. One thing helping them out, their division is absolutely god-awful. It's terrible. There's no one that wants this thing. So the Pirates can probably still manage to hang around, and if you get O'Neill Cruz back to the point where he can even, like, bat, that's going to help a lot. Like, he's not going to be as fast and as explosive probably, but, like, if you can at least get his bat going a little bit and maybe he can hop around at shortstop. I mean, his arm is so good. Like, you'd like to think he can do a little bit at not 100%. That's going to be better than anybody else. So if they can get back going, I wouldn't count them out of being sniffing around the playoffs just because of it, the expanded playoffs and everything and how bad the division is. I could see it. So I don't really need to talk much more about the Pirates other than they're just terrible. I did want to talk about the Arizona Cardinals again. They released Hopkins. That was the big news over the weekend. They tried, I think, to orchestrate a couple trades with a few teams, and nothing stuck, so they ended up releasing him. He was seen in Detroit over the weekend, which means he's probably not vacationing, and he might be meeting with the Detroit Lions. I don't think he's vacationing in Detroit, but he was seen in the Detroit airport, so I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Detroit airport enough to know if he was just, like, maybe connecting there.
Yeah, a lot of connecting flights going through Detroit.
So I'm not entirely sure, but he was seen there. So, Kellen, where do you think he goes? And because I wouldn't be surprised by Detroit. I personally am of the belief that it's going to be the same sort of deal where it's like you need a team that's going to take a chance on them again. Like, your upper echelon teams, I don't know that they're going to want to bring him in necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he might just get a 1 year deal right now. This could be sort of his prove it deal before he gets another contract. And I don't see Detroit, especially based off of the criteria that he put out there, which was one of them having, like, a stable quarterback. Not that Jared Goff is unstable or anything. I just don't think he's going to be that they even want him to be the starter there much longer. Although, he'd be great for Detroit. Like, they'd be a legit playoff threat, like, threat to make the playoffs, is what I mean. I don't think he ends up there just because I think he does want to win a championship as well. And it's just not going to happen in Detroit. Two most likely teams maybe three. I'll give you a top three. It's New England, it's Kansas City, and it's Buffalo. And Kansas City, to me, makes the most sense because they don't really have a wide receiver one. This last year was really their first year without one after trading away Tyreek Hill. Not that that was a problem for them. They won the Super Bowl. But the NFL is ever changing, and if you're not changing your roster to compete, you're gonna lose. And Kansas City is smart enough to realize that adding D-Hop is going to help Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce even more, and that would be absolutely filthy. Buffalo makes a lot of sense for me too. It fits exactly what he wants in a team as well, and they need another wide receiver to complement Diggs. I think that's the one thing that they're missing right now in Buffalo, is they don't really have a wide receiver two. And I don't really know who wide receiver two would be then. It could end up being Diggs then, because
can
both
Diggs
guys
handle this though?
But
can Diggs handle that? I don't think he can.
I think he can. His issues in Minnesota were never like splitting targets. It kind of was, actually.
He got a little frustrated on the sideline last year with the way things were going.
But he's going to help. He's getting frustrated because he's not getting the ball. The ball's going to go to D-Hop more, but it's also going to open up more targets for him.
Yeah.
And defenses last year were able to just zone in on Stephon Diggs because the next best guy is Gabe Davis. I mean, D-Hop's a massive upgrade over that. So I could see, I think he would totally be fine with that in that case. And then New England, I think that's kind of a pipe dream for Patriots fans. But I just keep hearing the rumors and they don't go away. And I think it's just because it's the Patriots. But Buffalo and Kansas City make so much sense for him. If he really is serious about winning a championship, it has to be one of those two teams, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like it. With that, why don't we, Kellen, kick it over to segments?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, where do you want to start today?
Josh, who's your player of the week?
My player of the week is probably going – well, it's two players of the week, the brothers, Chris and Pat Kavanaugh of Notre Dame lacrosse.
There we go.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They did it. They made it. Won the national championship.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Kavanaugh's. My player of the week is Michael Jordan because of Scottie Pippen. And everyone's just – Have you seen like this beef going on recently?
I have a little bit, yeah.
It's not really beef, it's just Scottie badmouthing Michael Jordan. And for context, I'm not mad at Scottie. I understand why it's happening. Michael Jordan's son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Yes.
Or maybe they're still married. I don't even know.
I love it.
She still has the last name Pippen. So this is where this is all coming from, just so everybody knows. But, I mean, Scottie Pippen's getting exposed for saying nice things about Michael Jordan in the past before, because all those quotes are coming up. So it's just nobody's sided with Scottie Pippen. I just get to see a bunch of new Michael Jordan content on my timeline because I'm getting a little bit worried because I don't think anything bad can be said about him, at least on my Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
It's really turned into that, and I'm seeing a lot of good highlights lately. It's awesome. I'm reliving the 90s that I loved so much.
Did you watch the Air?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the I was alive for that 98 Bulls team. They won their championship in June. I was born in April.
Good.
So I get to relive that. I watched The Last Dance. Have you watched Air yet?
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome?
It's fantastic.
It's
really, really good.
It's so funny because they just are sucking Michael Jordan the whole time.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. Let's go with coach of the week here.
So my coach of the week is Steelers offensive coordinator Matt Canada.
Oh, yeah. What?
So it was going to be Bill Belichick. But okay.
This is weird.
I called an audible, and it's now Matt Canada. So earlier this week,
I know.
Earlier this week, Kenny Pickett's car got stolen. Late last week, Kenny Pickett's car got stolen, and the Steelers playbook was in it. And my initial thought was, oh my God, Bill Belichick stole Kenny Pickett's car to get the Steelers playbook. Snip, snap. What actually happened was Kenny Pickett tried to get his car stolen with Matt Canada's playbook in it so that Matt Canada would have to come up with a new playbook because the plays were so terrible. So Matt Canada, you're my coach of the week because Kenny Pickett literally had his car stolen to try and get rid of your plays. That's how bad. Okay. That's how bad it was. And then not only did his car get stolen with the Steelers playbook on the passenger seat, the person that stole the car when it was recovered didn't take the playbook. The playbook's so bad, Matt Canada, that someone stole his car and didn't even want your playbook.
They actually left some notes and drew up some better plays for him in there.
Someone just took a red Sharpie and wrote all over
him. Yeah, like, this is wrong. Blocker should be over here, whatever. But, Josh, do you really want Matt Canada coming up with a brand new set of plays?
No, but nothing could be worse.
To be the mastermind behind a new playbook?
Yes. Yeah, Kellen. No, I don't, but yes, I do, because I'm tired of watching the same five plays over and over again. So surely it can't take him that long. Like, there's about, I don't know, 3/4 of the field that he does not use on any of the plays. Maybe the new playbook can utilize one of those areas of the field instead. I don't know.
You say that now. But
I do say that now.
See. Yeah. I'll go with my coach of the week. My coach of the week is all the dad grill masters out there teaching people how it's done this weekend and just keeping all those stomachs full. Josh, yeah?
That was me. I grilled all weekend.
Oh, you were the grill master this weekend.
I've grilled 4 days in a row. Fantastic.
Any jorts?
No, not yet.
Mm.
Not yet. I didn't have a tank top the one day. Tank top. As far as
I think it's more like a okay.
I looked good but too.
I wanna get into I got Frank Thomas's barbecue book, so nice. I could do that.
Yeah, you should. Get
but I want to get into making ribs.
Yep. Oh.
They charred up. I remember. What?
They charred up.
I do not. I don't need to take lessons from Frank the Tank at all. But man, I still think about it. Last year for Memorial Day, there was a pool party, and I was at my boss's house, and he made ribs, and I think about those ribs every day since I've had them, and they're the most amazing thing I've ever had. And I only got to eat two of them, so I need to be able to make my own ribs and just be a total pit master. But yeah, so this is my coach of the week is all for all the pit masters this weekend. And let's move it on to fan base of the week.
Would you like to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll just go with Americans because it's Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. And also, Team USA's 12U baseball team beat Colombia by scoring 12 runs in the last inning to beat them 28-29. What a high-scoring game. Six-inning game, too.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, we're getting picked up by our 12-year-olds.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the United States hockey team lost to Latvia in the bronze medal game and didn't medal at the World Championships. So, thank God for the 12-year-olds. Thank you.
Yeah, but big win for Latvia.
Yes, huge win for Latvia. First medal ever at the World Championships. And it was in Latvia, I believe. So,
oh, really? That explains why. I was like, how many Latvians are there in this crowd? This is
unreal
crazy.
Party for him. It was at least nearby if it wasn't in Latvia, but unreal party. They had guys going out in full equipment into the streets to celebrate. Really, really cool. Cool moment. I can't remember who won gold. Let me think. Oh, gosh. Who won gold in that? Oh, Canada. Canada won gold. Forgot. forgot. Sorry, it slipped
you
my mind.
You see the video of that Canadian guy, like,
step on him? That was gnarly. That was so gnarly.
What the heck?
That was so gnarly. I mean,
listen, I know like you might know hockey a little bit better.
No,
than me,
that's one
that,
of
that
the,
was
like,
that was a dirty play, right?
That is quite literally one of the dirtiest things you can probably do on an ice
yeah,
rink.
You could like snap the dude's leg in half doing
it. It is a miracle too, though, that like the amount of times people's wires cross, they never use the blades on the bottom of their feet, like ever, to actually inflict pain. It's just kind of one of those things where it's like they will do just about anything except for use a skate to possibly cut somebody. No, no, we're going to just step right down on the leg. And
yeah,
fantastic.
Not even Jamie Benn did that with the knives on his feet. So that's big ups to Jamie Benn for that. Stars losing 3-0. He needs to get thrown out.
Yeah, good job, Jamie Benn. You're doing great. My fan base of the week, Kellen, it is.
Hey, wait, Josh. Is this the thank you Jamie Benn episode?
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
There we go.
This fan at the Stars game, I hope someone's watching. It looks like a shorter, fatter version of Big Cat. I hope someone took a picture and tweets us at him because, oh my goodness. But anyway, my fan base of the week is Transformers fans. Because I don't know if you know this, Kellen. There's another Transformers movie coming out this summer. I just saw a commercial for it yesterday. I had no idea that franchise still had funding, but it's still around.
You know,
I guess people are still gonna.
You know what needs to happen?
Maybe buy tickets, but yeah, we'll have to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're still making money, so we need to combine the Fast and Furious universe and the Transformers universe.
Yes,
and then they need to get their own streaming service. Get Diesel Plus.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think that would be a great move for both of them. And they just keep pumping out movies, both those franchises too. And I really don't. I hope they never end as well, because eventually it'll get back to the point where it's good again. And I think it'll be like right now they're just where Disney is with all the superhero movies. Like, all the superhero movies are terrible now. Who cares?
Yeah. Honestly...
They're just being made for money.
I've never seen a Furious movie.
I've seen, like, one.
Never seen them. Yeah,
but I know enough to know that those two franchises should combine.
Yeah, maybe if I have literally nothing else left to do on Earth, I'll watch them. But probably not gonna happen. So... What do we have left? Oh, I don't have a tweet of the week, so it's all you on the tweets.
My tweet of the week is just something. It's very simple. I think it's a tweet that, like, a sentiment that we can both relate to. It comes from a guy I follow, Cameron Stewart. I just love when there's a game I have no control over whatsoever, and I say, well, my life is going to change today no matter what. And that I feel that. Yeah. I believe he's a Celtics fan, and huge day for him. I felt that day before the Bears-Packers game that I was going to one time, where the winner of that game won the NFC North and got a chance to go in the playoffs. I was going there in person, and I was just like, okay, well, tears are going to be shed after this game no matter what. I just hope it's the good kind, and it wasn't, of course, because it's Bears-Packers. But, man, why do we let ourselves get hurt so bad by these teams, Josh?
Because it feels so good when they win. Vegas is up 4-0. You might need to check on your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope he's okay. I hope he's gonna be alive tomorrow.
He can literally put away the metaphoric confetti. Bury that deep.
When I sent that Ottinger message, he didn't like that one.
that
didn't do it for him.
It's worse this time. We should let him know that. Dallas Stars have not scored a goal while we've recorded this podcast.
We got to get off then, because.
Dallas Stars.
Call it a show if we won a game seven.
Oh, the Dallas Stars. This is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Remember when they were going to win the Stanley Cup just a few episodes ago? That was fantastic. Yeah,
we might need to get Brett on anyways, just to see what he thinks about how this series went.
That was a great time. Should call him. You should call him.
Also, right, Miami's winning at half too.
Yeah, you should call him after. I'm not,
I'm gonna give him his space.
Make sure he's okay. No, you just need to be like,
I'm a good friend.
No, call him and go, are you gonna kill yourself? And then if he says no, hang up.
Let me just impregnate that thought in his head. Are you gonna kill yourself? No. Okay, you're good. Okay. And then he's just sitting there thinking the rest of the night. Man, well, things might be easier, but no, no, they wouldn't be, because Brett is a great person, and a lot.
For him, they would be better. Not for everybody else.
I love you, Brett.
I'm not saying for everybody else.
And I'm sorry about the stars. Well, it would be awful for everyone, but it would be awful for himself too, because I'm sure he has a lot of aspirations and dreams too. Reside outside the Dallas Stars.
Oh, I just opened a Twitter. I opened Twitter, and I have a I have a tweet of the week. I don't know who it's from. I just saw a notification. It said, "I'm drunk and I miss Steelers football." Tweet of the week. I love that.
There you go.
I might put that on a t-shirt. I think I need a t-shirt that just says I'm drunk and I miss Steelers football. And then I'm going to have to remember that I miss it. Because there's going to be a point where I just want it to be over. Well, I never want it to end.
You're going to burn that shirt so fast.
I know. Also, yeah, I know. It's bad. I'm so excited for football, though. We're less than 100 days away, I think. Oh, yes.
Dude, I am too.
I need football to be back so bad. I really, really miss it. It's like my favorite time of year. It's so great. But that's the show, everybody. Stay on bias.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you to the troops. At least one of us will say it this episode. We'll see you all next week.